It's music time in Africa.
Hello, Aoniche. Welcome to the program. This is Heather Maxwell, your host from the English to Africa service of the Voice of America in Washington. Are you ready for an awesome 60-minute ride of amazing African music? Well, put on your seatbelts, lovers, because we're about to hit the pedal. Cameroon, South Africa, Côte d'Ivoire, Zambia, DRC, Ghana, lots of Ghana, Nigeria, Uganda, and Mali. Oh, yeah. Also, special guests Kwame Asante and Bill Odidi bring us fresh news from Ghana and Uganda. And I've got a couple of songs from emerging artists who submitted their music to the program. They're worth a listen. So sit back, relax, and let's roll this puppy out. Yo! Here's Mani Bella from Cameroon. Les pieds me font un ligue, 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 ligue. Ah, je suis fini, je suis pala pala, je suis embrouillé, l'amour m'a traumatisé. Je suis fini, oh, je suis pala pala, je suis embrouillé, l'amour m'a traumatisé. Mani la belle, yes. L'amour est sucré, n'importe quoi que je sape. L'amour est doux, beau, chou. Il peut t'envoyer en l'air au septième. Il te comble de plaies.
Pas compliqué, oh.
All right, that was Manibela from Cameroon with Pala Pala. That song rocked that nation in 2014. Hello, music lovers. This is Heather Maxwell, your host, and we're just digging into this week's 60-minute program of the best African music in the world. Also, in 2014, a musical force rocked the nation of South Africa, too. But it wasn't a hit song. It was, in fact, the shocking death of the influential Maskandi singer-songwriter Shaluza Max Mthambo. The world lost him too soon. He died at age 47. But his legacy in the South African music industry lives on. Here's Impilo, or Life, from Shaluza's 2002 album, Shaluza Max. Yes, that was Shaluza Max from South Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell.
This is Music Time in Africa.
This next song was requested by Vincent Maloba from Kenya. He is a great Music Time in Africa fan. He's on Facebook, he's on email, he listens to the show all the time. And he told me recently that he turns 42 on February 2nd. He also said that hearing the song Zigibili Tien by the late Ernest Jeje would spice up his birthday just that much more. It's from 1987. Happy birthday, Vincent!
zom waidi nureve zigri vi chem ki wakka wajara baye ni pa mere ne gore ma mi ade oya zone ha jeru ire poko za pulson waidi nureve yeah zigri vi chem ki wakka wajara ba wa ni pa mere ne gore ma mi ade
beautiful. That was legendary Ivoirian musician Ernest Djedje with Ziggy Billy Tien. Devoted MTIA fan Vincent Maloba requested that song to help him spice up his birthday. Happy 42nd, Vincent.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Africa through its own music. Stay locked in.
Hey, everybody. Next up, I have two great songs from artists who sent in their music to me by email. These are artists who haven't gotten much opportunity yet to get their music heard over the airwaves for various reasons. But I am happy to present them right here on Music Time in Africa. This is CMP. His real name is Chisano Mupila. He's from Livingstone, Zambia, and he proudly states that is the home of Victoria Falls. This is one of his recent singles. I really like it. Diamond.
You and people younger, you are the AI breed. Umutima kwanga, baby girl, you a diamond. Baby girl, you are my oxygen. Mutima kwanga, baby girl, you a diamond. You a diamond, diamond, you a diamond. You a diamond, diamond, you a diamond. Kodiva na panga bwanji can't see a girl. Only fancy girl, only drive a crazy monga bossy girl. You my classy girl, I ain't gotta breathe when I'm no around you. Give me your line so I could love you. Demon can go play my when I'm no around you. Always be your side girl, follow you. Give it to me, heart, give it to me. Boss and finger, heart, treat me right. Hold me tight, squeeze me tight. Boss and the letter, honey, mama, chile. You and people younger, you are the AI breed. Kumutima kwanga, baby girl, you a diamond. Baby girl, you are my oxygen. Kumutima kwanga, baby girl, you a diamond. Diamond, diamond, you a diamond. You a diamond, diamond, you a diamond. Nima kuvote among a campaign. Nima kuchonga among a red pen. I wanna take you high, high, high upstairs. So baby girl, don't take off your smile. Just take off your clothing instead. You a girl and you a designer. So fly, monga airliner. Bad girl, you are too fine. You are my lover.
You are my lover.
You and people younger, you are the AI breed. Kumutima kwanga, baby girl, you a diamond. Baby girl, you are my oxygen. Kumutima kwanga, baby girl, you a diamond. You a diamond, diamond, you a diamond. You a diamond, diamond, you a diamond. You are my inhaler, powerhouse. Nati kulipe iwe, kulipe inai. You make me feel brand new. You make me feel brand new.
All right, hello, okay. That was CMP with Diamond. He's an emerging artist from Zambia, and he sent me that song by email. The video for Diamond will be released soon, and CMP says it's gonna be great!
Hi, my name is Eric Wanaina, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell. Keep it right here. Msende Mali.
All right, here's another new artist among you. This is Alpha Mugula Music. He's Congolese, but based in Kigali now. And his song is called Victims of Love. I love his voice.
This guy's called a policeman right now. I'm dead, a victim of a murder. My killer had just left and gone away. She stabbed me in the eye. Oh no, I'm a victim of love. Just a victim of love. A simple victim of love. Please guys, call the policeman right now. I'm dead, a victim of a murder. My killer had just left and gone away. She stabbed me in the eye. Who knows? I'm a victim of love. Just a victim of love. A simple victim of love. So wrong, she will be there. Now I can't believe that she made up her mind. Hey, betrayed me, who know? I'm a victim of love. Just a victim of love. Another victim of love. She promised to support me and yeah. She said it goes so wrong, she will be there. Now I can't believe that she made up her mind. Hey, betrayed me, oh no, I'm a victim of love. Just a victim of love. Another victim of love. I will enter Supreme Court. Claim for my right to me. Be loved by the one I cherry. I will call the president and get my plea to him. My murderer, he the one I love. Cause it's yours.
Voice, huh? That was another emerging talent who sent me his song from Kigali, Alpha of Alpha Mugula Music. Guys, gals, let me know what you think of Alpha and the previous emerging artist I played, CMP. send them some love on my Facebook page or group page, Music Time in Africa.
Do you love music from Africa and the world? VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA.
VOA. Okay, hi everybody. This is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Next up is Bill Odidi out there in Nairobi. He brings us a conversation with Ugandan superstar Jose Chameleone.
Hello, Heather, and hello to you wherever you may be listening. I'm Bill Odidi here in Nairobi, and today I'm very excited to be speaking to a Ugandan performer. He's very popular around East Africa, indeed around the rest of Africa. He actually started his career performing here in Nairobi, and he goes by the stage name of Jose Chameleone.
My name is Joseph Chameleone, all the way from Kampala, Uganda, an artist.
You've just come back from a tour of the U.S. How did that go down?
It was well. I did 22 states, and I feel very happy about it because every time we go, the numbers are multiplying, and that showcases that that Music Africa is going to the right direction. We are together growing the industry.
You know, you were right here in Kenya when the urban scene sort of kicked off in the 90s, mid to late 90s. And is it 15 years, maybe a little more than 15 years later, when you turn on the radio in Nairobi, and I'm sure this is the same in Kampala, what you hear is Jose Chameleone, what you hear is Nameless, what you hear is some of the younger stars who are emerging on the scene. That's remarkable. What has brought about that change? Rather than playing dominantly American music, now we have East African music and people are asking for East African music.
Yeah, people are learning to appreciate their home products more, not only in the music fraternity but even in fashion. We have more local fashion designers now. We have people appreciating their own countries, and also we should also be happy that we have the digital migration. The digital migration has made a publicity and reach out very easy, so that has helped us. Before, we used to have one station that played music, so you couldn't play everything. Now we have very many variety stations, and that's due to the digital migration. People are managing to reach out to each other so easily. Yeah.
It was remarkable when commercial radio came on the scene and Mamma Mia was one of the songs that really exploded on the scene back then. You were in Nairobi at the time. What was your feeling when you were turning on the radio? And it was rare to hear an East African artist, but Mamma Mia was massive.
Yeah. To be frank with you, at that point, I didn't even know where I was going. I was just recording a song that turned out to be a good song. And I'm really very, very blessed to have had that song, because it started my career and also made a big difference on the whole entire East African music industry.
Got a new song which is in Rwandese, right? And yeah, that's really connecting with people as well.
Yeah, I know. I'm happy, and that's also another artist that I've tried to uplift from Rwanda. I've never done no collaboration in Rwanda, and I'm glad that it is successful.
It's called Pious.
Yeah, it's called Pious, and yeah. I'm happy that I've also planted a seed in Rwanda. Yeah.
What does the song talk about?
The word sounds very funny to us people, but in Rwanda it makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Agatako, it's a souvenir. Like, you know, in culture, in their culture, when you're getting married, before you get married, there's that function. What do they call it? When the woman takes you to their home and introduces the introduction. The introduction the parents of the girl give you a souvenir that when you get married, it's a decorative souvenir. You put it in your house to remind you that you chose each other and you love each other. So agatako, it's a souvenir to remind you that you love each other. Even when you have trouble as a family, it should remind you to keep bonded together. They call it agatako. Agatako! Karabo kanje nakunze.
That's all the time we had with Jose Chameleon, that very exciting performer from Uganda. I'm Bill Odidi here in Nairobi for Music Time in Africa. I'm handing you right back to Heather Maxwell.
Nice. Thanks, Bill and Jose.
I am Mori Toure from Mali. You are listening to Music Time in Africa avec my sister, Heather Maxwell.
Now we're on to our next feature. What is hot right now in the music world in Ghana? Joining me, Kwame Asante, our very own English to Africa producer. He just came back from several weeks of rest and relaxation in Accra, his beloved home. But if that's not enough to keep you glued to your headphones right now, let me tell you the music we're listening to. Afia, Kofi Kinata, Runtown, Medical, and Sister Derby. So, let's get to it. Kwame, welcome back.
Thank you, Heather.
Yeah, we all missed you. I really did, too.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel special. The music scene in Ghana right now has really diversified. You know, the neo-soul people, which you are a big fan of, are really hitting hard. They are turning neo-soul into something very mainstream. And then there's this new... Okay, it's always been there. I wouldn't say new. But then the Ghana-Nigeria mix is coming up, because then we have a lot of Ghanaian music being influenced by Nigerians, mm-hmm. and a lot of Nigerian music being influenced by Ghanaians, mm-hmm. you see. And then,
is that something new though?
It's not new. Yeah. It's not new. I mean, with Ghana taking high life to Nigeria,
right.
and then the Nigerians will fight me over this. But yeah, I mean, it's always been there, Ghana-Nigeria music relations. Mm-hmm. And we have Wizkid, who released Daddy Yo with Ifeah, who's Ghanaian. Mm-hmm. And then we have Bisa, who had Pato Rankin on his new single, Life. Mm-hmm. And then we even have Runtown, who
is Nigerian,
and he's singing about Ghanaian girls.
Okay, well, let's stop right there and listen a little bit to that song. I love this one.
Ghana girl say she want marry me, yo. I hope so, she sabi kukuwate. Hope your love go sweet past the sheet, oh. Baby girl, I say your body na killer, oh. Hey, I need to die out of your body, oh. Only on your body. That girl for the corner, there's somebody made a call, I'm up. Where see the wine, I'm a see fire for body, oh. And if you follow me, go now, enjoyment, go kill him.
Okay, so listening to this song, it's called Mad Over You.
Yeah, Mad Over You.
And Runtown, who's Nigerian, is singing about Ghana girls.
He's singing about Ghana girls and how he's mad over Ghanaian girls.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, the video is spectacular. Very beautiful, with a lot of African print, and it was shot on mostly on a rooftop, and it's simple and elegant.
Oh, that's nice. Now, does he single out any region from Ghana where the girls are most, that he's in, mostly in love with?
Not really, but he says in the beginning of the song, if you know how to cook wache with shito, which is a favorite Ghanaian delicacy, you're good to go. And that's... Yo. The song was banging in Ghana throughout the Christmas season.
Was it?
Everyone was jamming to it. Every club, every pub, every party, downtown, Man Over You. As soon as it comes on, like, hey!
Yeah, oh, that's great. So. All right, let's listen to the rest of it.
Follow me, go now, nah, enjoyment, go kill em. Baby girl, you bad. Tell me where you are. I demand over you, girl. I demand over you, girl. Say you are my woman, eh? My super woman. I demand over you, girl. I demand over you, girl.
Die for the love. Tell her one, make you one for the door.
Okay, now also there's one song you brought back by Afia.
Yes, this is Afia, Once Upon a Time. Now, this is not so new, like Christmassy new. This was released earlier in the year on her Genesis album. And the reason why I introduced you to this one was because it's a personal favorite of mine. It's sort of a chill song and it's like remembering love lost. You know, everyone has that one love lost in their life where, you know, if what could have been, you see, and then that's what she's singing about. And I just like her voice on this particular song.
Yes, let's listen to it.
E-F-Y-A. Once upon a time, I remember how you used to love me. Once upon a time.
Pick up and go. Don't know what to do. I feel so confused. Thinking it's a dream. It's like deja vu. I can't believe you did this to me, baby.
By the way, the song is by Afia and is called Once Upon a Time. I love her voice too, and it's so sad when she says you found somebody new.
Oh, you know, it just takes your mind to that. Yo.
But also, I noticed the guitar playing is really beautiful in this song.
Beautiful, beautiful. For all of you who haven't listened to Afia's album Genesis, go grab a copy. She has a lot of beautiful songs on there. There's another one, Decepticon, on the album that I love, but it's not conducive for radio.
Naughty.
It's naughty, but the vocals on there and then the instrumentation is very good.
Okay. Everybody, hey, this is Heather Maxwell, and I'm with Kwame Ofori.
Hey, hey, hey.
And he just came back from Ghana, so we're talking about the music that was hot, the music that everybody was listening to, like the song we just heard by Afia that Kwame just loves, so he brought that. But he's brought back all of this news and music from Ghana since he just came from his annual leave.
Necessary annual leave.
And he brought me back a gorgeous dress.
The least I could do.
so cute. And you're going to see pictures of that on Facebook. So get on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Jump on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And then you see Heather Matolo Music Time in Africa.
With my Ghanaian dress.
Oh, yes.
It's cute. Okay, so we're in the middle. We've got two more songs that you brought back.
Yes.
And this one is by Kofi Kinata.
Friday night to the one day.
Kofi Kinata, now he's a staple in the Ghanaian listening environment. You know, he's a good artist. I remember we played his song last time I was back from Ghana. It was Crusade. Kofi Kinata Crusade.
Yes.
And then you loved it.
I loved it.
Yes.
Kofi Kinata. Sophie Uncle. Lady. And gentlemen,
and I love this one.
Confessions, he's just talking about an experience. You know, he released it during the Christmas period.
Okay.
And Christmas period is when a lot of people drink and, you know, a lot of accidents and stuff. So he just played off the whole drinking aspect and how he as a person is locked up in wherever he was drinking, and then he can't move. And then at the end, he delivers a very good message where he says, don't drink and drive.
Susan Pepper, when I'm in a week, let me just run a mess. Let me measure my million for my time. Measure since I'm a maybe, I'm been not tell you. I'm trying to make you
okay.
Yeah, so then it's a song that people are jamming to right now. A lot of people love it in Ghana, obviously, at the pubs, especially. Because that's where a lot of drinking is happening. But I love the fact that at the end of the song, he says, don't drink and drive. Like, seriously, that's what he said.
That's really nice. I was wondering what he was singing about, because I think he's singing in tree, right?
Infante.
Oh, Infante.
It's quite similar, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but it's definitely not English, so I was trying to understand, what is he, and what is confession? What is he confessing about?
He's confessing, he's drunk. That's the whole thing.
I see. So that's why it kind of works in the clubs for people.
There you go.
Because he's not saying, do not drink.
So, there you go.
He's saying, don't drink and drive.
There it is. So imagine being in the pub and then you're drunk and suddenly confessions come through. Like, imagine just, we're like, yo, you're preaching right now. So that's why it was a banger during the Christmas period.
All jokes aside, if we no say we need you alive, don't drink and drive. Move.
Okay, Kwame Ofori is with me.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, so listen, we're going through some songs that he says are happening right now in Ghana, urban music primarily in Ghana, since you just came back. And the last song that we're going to talk about and listen to is by Medical.
Medical featuring Sister Derby.
Right, and it's called Too Risky. What is he talking about? What's too risky, Kwame?
The reason why I love this song so much is he's just talking about the hustle and bustle of the typical Ghanaian guy in Ghana. Yeah, so then he picks certain key neighborhoods like Tema, Accra, Sotum, Medina, and then he talks about how most of them, you know, go through life on a daily basis. So that's why it's like a relatable song.
I see.
You understand?
Okay.
Yeah, and then
but what's too risky, Kwame?
Too risky is if I'm in a hustle mode and then you cross my path, definitely I'm not going to let you just mess with me. So then he's saying that this is who I am. I'm a typical Ghanaian guy in this neighborhood. So then it's risky to cross me.
I see.
You understand? Yeah. So
it's too risky for you,
you
to
go.
Cross me because I'm bad.
Go. Exactly.
I'm a bad guy named dude.
I be making rain on them. Too risky. Before I put the blame on them. Too risky. Never try touch man them. Too risky. Poof, poof, be the anthem. Too risky. I be making rain on them. Too risky. Before I put the blame on them. Too risky. As I buy my first car. Them try think far, so I buy another one with the Holy Ghost fire. Post up sign for my body. You can't see the boy. I am so far gone. Way a real talk, mean cow toli. May come any mean poli. At your age, tell me what you get. Damn in the shiny pa, don't forget. You forget some goodie for pocket. Put him in jiname and they all correct. You make a let. Mim pai bani se menye bina mama ubi. When ye be a mami be, I know they ask much. I be mixture of a son. Lamuji so bolo Jameson. Nana this punch be too. Never try touch man them.
All right, well, so the guys especially relate to this song?
They do. Because of you, actually, mm-hmm. I intentionally decided to go out a lot.
To get the feel, the vibe, so you could come back and share with all of our listeners.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Too Risky was also one of the songs that anytime it would come on, people would just jam to because it's relatable.
Just like Too Risky. Cough, ask your party, who is she? Move briskly, cause I'm too frisky. Drink one calico, two biscuits. Some they think say I be too known, but money on my mind, so I day in my zone. You know, help me make them now. It be too risky to give you a loan.
I dey live like a day London. I dey live like a day London. Rocking Adidas on John.
You know, the boys especially loved it anytime they played. Mm-hmm. You see them out of their seats, you know, doing their thing, like, you know how boys are. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
So it's relatable because, and tell me if I'm wrong, because today in Ghana, when you're a young man, mm-hmm. you have to be a little bit of a hustler, right?
You have to be. You need to be on your grind.
Yeah.
24/7. 24/7. I noticed that happening a lot with both the young guys and the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them have realized, yo, we're growing up. So we need to really hustle to make it big. And that's what's happening. That's why this song is so relatable. Mm-hmm. And the sound is also, it's hard hitting. So yeah. Then, you know, you're in the club and dum, 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 you get it. Mm-hmm. It really hits you.
Before I put the blame on them.
Great. That is Too Risky by Medical and featuring Sister Derby. I'm with Kwame Ofori. This is Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa. Kwame, thank you so much for bringing all this music and news back from Ghana.
You're ever welcome. And this year is Ghana's 60th birthday.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Yay!
Oh, yeah. Oh,
happy
yeah.
birthday, oh, yeah. Ghana!
There you go. March
wow.
60 years.
That's wonderful. Happy birthday, Ghana.
Yeba, one can try and one tell and one blow. This is Jedu Gleambly, and I'm listening to Music Time in Africa at the Voice of America. That's where it's at.
News flash. The annual music festival on the Niger River in the West African nation of Mali took place in Ségou in early February. The superstars were out! Salif Keita, Vieux Farka Touré, Monza, Samba Touré, Abdoulaye Diabaté, Dara Tribes from Morocco, Sadio Kouyaté. Ah, so many great artists and more. In case you don't recognize any of these artists, let me play you the biggest, brightest superstar of them all, the one and only Salif Keita. Here's Tegere from his 1989 album, Koyang.
Let's go.
Peeps, Heather Maxwell here. That was Salif Keita with Tegere. Now, Salif and other amazing Malian and other West and North African music greats graced the stages of the festival on the Niger earlier this month. On a sad note, though, the most celebrated Malian music festival, the Festival of the Desert in Timbuktu, was also supposed to take place in February, but it got canceled at the last minute. It was supposed to enjoy a triumphant comeback after 5 years of silence. That was due to insecurity in the region since 2012 when militants took over northern Mali and then applied Sharia law. Many atrocities were committed at that time, but the militants also banned music. In the years since, some stability has returned to that region, but this past January, on the 18th, suicide bombers attacked again, killing at least 70 people and wounding more than 100 others in the nearby city of Gao. It's the worst attack Mali has seen for several years. So anyway, because of all this, there was no Festival of the Desert once again for the sixth year in a row. Its director, Manny Ansar, though, is not giving up. He says, if we give up, we give victory to the extremists. Malian music is so great, though. This is Neba Solo, a popular group that usually plays at both festivals. The song is from its 2000 album, Kene Balafon, and it encourages people to get all of their vaccinations.
Get it.